Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Not Another True Crime Podcast. I'm Sarah Levine.
And I'm Danny Murphy. You know us. We're your partners in wine, crime, and closing time, I guess.
Oh,
I know. You know,
that was good. Well thought out.
I just came up with it on the spot because, you know, that's what we like to do here, or what we have liked to do here at Not Another True Crime Podcast for the past few years, which has been so much fun, Sarah.
Yes. So I feel like we're being vague, but is going to be, I don't know. But for anyone who didn't catch the drift, this is going to be the last episode of the podcast.
Yes.
It has been an amazing, I don't know, I don't even know how many years.
I started in 2019 and you were a year before that.
Yeah. So,
five to 6 years. It got us through the pandemic. Like literally we had fun live shows. We had Pinot Grigio shots.
Pinot Grigio shots.
Made so many fun. Like it was just so much fun. I feel like the best part of all doing all of it was just like getting the DMs after being like, oh my God, that story was crazy. Or, oh, you think that's crazy? Just listen to what I have to hear and everything like that. So we literally, to the people who listened every week, like, and still listen, thank you. Like truly so, so, so much. Like it is what makes researching random cases from the 60s and 50s sometimes enjoyable and worth it.
I literally made two close friends from the podcast,
yes.
People who listened to the show and then came to our live show, or they were just like, hey, I like margaritas. Do you want to get margaritas? And I was like, yes, obviously. So
hey now.
Shouts out to AJ and Carter.
That is what dreams are made of. And shout out to Hillary Duff.
It is.
Yeah.
And Hillary Duff. Yes. She brought us together too.
You know what's good? We didn't make any enemies, I don't think, doing this podcast, which I don't know if that's a good or bad
don't
thing.
Don't put that out there. I'm sure we did.
I'm sure we did.
But
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be sad, but definitely follow us on our socials. I'm Sarah Lamine.
Yes. I'm at Kashmir Danny, Kashmir with a K. I know we've done some housewifey type stuff on here. I do a podcast and video stuff with Page Six Virtual Reality. So check that out there, and hoping to launch some new stuff in 2024 too. So definitely follow at Kashmir Danny, Kashmir with a K for all of that.
Yes. I love that. I feel like I will have nothing going on.
TBD.
Just follow me on Instagram.
I think you will. Yes. Do not even.
So I guess we're going to close this out in the most Not Another True Crime Podcast way. It's actually amazing because the very first episode of the podcast was about Fire Festival.
Wow.
And this episode is the Fire Festival of chocolate factories, of immersive
of chocolate
events.
Factories. And it is a perfect episode because it is really, I feel, putting the emphasis on not another true crime podcast because this is all we want to talk about.
Yes. Well, we'll get to it, but it's interesting because the cops were called, but I know someone who lives near where this event was, and they're saying that the police are probably not going to file any charges. So it is not another crime because some people think it should be a crime and the cops are like, not technically.
Yeah. I don't know if that, we'll let all of you decide.
Not technically a crime podcast. That'll be our offshoot. I love that for us, actually.
Then we'll be getting sued with the knockoff title. That'll be the first episode. Kidding.
Oh my God. So if you guys haven't been following this story, it's just like so fucking hilarious.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere while Kate Middleton is nowhere.
Yeah. Oh my God. That could have also been our final episode of just, where is she? But people who went to a chocolate experience inspired by Willy Wonka in Glasgow, Scotland over the weekend were not happy with the event. So the event promised, according to its website, extraordinary props, oversized lollipops, and a paradise of sweet treats. What they got was basically just an empty room with like one banner.
Giving school
bands. Yeah, or like a couple of mushroom statues. There was one room that just straight up had, like, basically was filled with these school cafeteria folding tables.
Okay.
In one tiny bounce house in the corner, and like that was it. That was the room.
Mind you, people paid for this.
People paid for this. Yeah, they paid £35 a ticket. And there were also a couple of like people dressed up as characters, like Willy Wonka types, which they were truly just like, go to Party City and get a circus ringleader costume. And that was like, that was it. That was what they were working with.
But then I leave it outside for a few weeks and then put it on. Like it, like all of it looked like, I'm like, what? It's kind of like when you were like doing community theater or like plays in middle school and like students were in charge of making the costumes. I'm like, why is this like just a cardboard box?
Yes. Why is this like a, I don't know, a piece of plastic wrap basically? Yeah. It's so thin. And these are the limits of an audio medium because we truly cannot describe.
Oh, people need to be Googling
these pictures. You have to Google for yourself because there's one girl who, there's this picture of this one girl that's gone so viral. She's the Oompa Loompa, but she's basically wearing a green bob wig, like not particularly Oompa Loompa-esque. And she looks cracked out. Oh. And she's standing behind this table that really just looks like your chemistry lab. It's giving meth.
Oh, DD, get out of my laboratory.
People are going nuts.
And I love to Elise did a video as her, which was iconic.
So funny. So funny. So one woman, Alana Lawkins, told NBC, it was ridiculous. I mean, just very amateurish. Absolutely nothing like what was described. And she paid £35 a ticket to take her two kids to the experience. So that's, I mean, yeah, 35 times three. I can't do the math, but that's over
100.
£100.
This is also the hard thing, too, that goes on a lot. It's like parents get scammed left and right for these activities, even when they go well.
Oh,
because you're paying, yes, $65 to go to like Pokemon World.
Candy. I think I went to one called Candyland and it was actually fine, but I went for free.
Okay.
But I was just like, if I had to pay for this.
Young Sarah had the hookup.
No, this was a few years ago. Because now there's all these like there are so many of these essentially Instagram traps where it's the Rose Mansion, oh, or I forget the candy, yes, that I went to, but that the Museum of Pizza where you're like, oh, this is just some kind of paper mache pizza. And then they ordered some dollar slice pies in the back for $35. Like, OK, like,
I could have actually just gone out for pizza.
Yeah. Yeah. So it actually got so intense that police were called to the scene. Like there were so many crowds and people were so angry. So obviously I went to the website immediately when this started popping off on Twitter. And it is still live, you guys, by the way.
I'm obsessed. They're like,
I can't believe it.
They probably, honestly, if they were smart, they did a lot of like ad sales for their website domain. And they're like, your impressions will be paying for themselves.
Oh, truly. Okay, so the site promises all sorts of things like an enchanted garden, an imagination lab, a twilight tunnel.
No relation to Kristen Stewart.
No relation to Kristen Stewart. And then, yeah, they promise all these sorts of things. And then there's graphics of like these cute characters and all this candy. It kind of looks like the Candyland game.
It does, but also it looks like, because like the website screenshot, I know, again, this is audio, not visual. I don't know if it's doing it for me. Like, I don't know if that's what kids would want to see either.
Well, it's interesting you say that because a lot of people were like, was this site just created solely using AI? Because people notice these pictures look kind of off.
It's kind of gag city.
And then there's one section, I should put this on the Instagram, I guess. And I put it on my Instagram stories, but it's probably expired now, but I'll put it back. There's a section and it has a drawing of like this clown holding a balloon and kind of a creepy bear next to him and some like lollipops that are kind of wonky and misshapen. Yeah. But then there's the text and I'm just reading this verbatim. It says, Encherining, E-N-C-H-E-R-I-N-I-N-G, entertainment. And then below that, it has like a list of words of like what you can expect from this event. It says catgacating.
What is that?
That is catgacating. Live performances. Karchi tons.
Huh?
Oh, I don't even know how to read this. Exarsurdre lollipops.
Oh, that's what
a passadice of sweet teats.
It's kind of like a riddle. I like also then under it, the only thing that they double checked, I think, from AI, practical info of where to pay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because that's the only stuff in like not fun writing. It's like, hey, this is how much you owe. And you're supposed to spend an hour in here.
Well, this is how I know ChatGPT is not coming for my job yet. Because what is
Exarchery? And it's like, I'm obsessed too. It's like, they're like, well, you know what? In the description for the Twilight Tunnel, it says that you will be given a heart-pounding experience you've never experienced before.
Okay.
So zero lies are detected.
They delivered.
And surprising turns.
And surprising turns. Okay, they really did deliver on that promise. But I also think £35 for a 45-minute, one-hour tour is way too expensive.
That's a minute. That's like a little less than a dollar per
pound. That's kind of a scam. An hour?
Well, I mean, all like, again, back to shout out to all the parents. I mean, you get scammed left and right.
Right.
And
like an hour
parents
is
and
nothing.
Sarah 4 years ago at the ice cream pizza mansion.
Hell yeah.
The pizza Airbnb.
so.
Oh, yeah. But because I'm also obsessed with the event was put on by someone called the House of Illuminati.
Yes. That is the name of this company. And the website, again, is up. And I took screenshots of that also. And here's what their About Us page says.
Obsessed.
Welcome to the House of Illuminati, a realm where fantasy and reality converge to create unparalleled immersive experiences. Okay, the AI is doing better here.
You know what? It might come for our job now.
They say, our journey is fueled by a passion for blending art, technology, and storytelling into unforgettable events. From avant-garde performances to grand interactive galas, each event is meticulously crafted adventure designed to evoke wonder and inspire the imagination. This is so fucking funny. At the House of Illuminati, we're not just organizing events, we're crafting extraordinary experiences that linger in your memories,
okay,
inviting you to explore the extraordinary and step beyond the ordinary.
Again, they did step beyond the ordinary of what they would expect.
They stepped far below the ordinary, but you're right.
It's like, yeah, it's like on, at, all that stuff. Yeah, they're lingering in the memories. I mean, we're still talking about it. Because you know what? If there was just a Willy Wonka, like, thing in Glasgow that went well, would we even know or care?
No, of course not.
No. So, House of Illuminati, I see what you're doing.
So, the events they put on include Mystique Galas, Avant-Garde Art, Interactive, which just... no further just info, just interactive.
Conversations. Interactive. I mean, I guess every single day
in person
is an interactive immersive experience because isn't that life?
Yes. They've also got techno-mystical secret soirees. Ooh, that's a
I was going to say, start. That I'm also hooked on. I want to go.
And enchanted retreats. Yes. Well, the other thing is there's no evidence that any of these other events ever took place.
Probably for the best.
It is for the best. Their latest news section is actually just blog posts written by them about their own events. And what is actually so funny to me is that it's written in dark gray text on a black background. So you can't even fucking read it.
I love that. They're like, oh, you're going to have to copy paste a notes app if you really want the tea.
Yeah, literally. And apparently this company is based in London. I'm like truly obsessed.
It's like Adele's like, sorry, guys.
Yeah.
I tried my hand at event planning. It's a lot of work.
Well, the director of events at the House of Illuminati told STV News, I'm really shocked that the event has fallen short of the expectations of people on paper. My vision of the artistic rendition of a well-known book didn't come to fruition. For that, I'm absolutely, truly, and utterly sorry.
Okay, you know, sometimes all you got is sorry. The director of events was like, you know what? We'll get him next
time.
He's
shocked, though? I'm like, you're the director of events.
I know. He probably is like, I'm shocked y'all are obsessed with me.
Yeah.
He's like, where was this uproar when I planned a secret soiree? Oh,
the other thing, too, is I'm so curious how this event even was allowed to happen because I feel like Willy Wonka has got to be heavily trademarked. And they weren't even trying to be like chocolate world, like they were just straight up Willy Wonka factory.
I
here
wonder
we go.
Because the movie just came out, the Wonka factory movie, or it came out recently. I wonder if now it's like, is it a smart move for them because there's was like an oversaturation of so many like Willy Wonka things that they're like, we can't search for every single freaking thing to like slap with the trademark. So maybe House of Illuminati was googling. Stay tuned for Dune, like the Dune tour by them,
maybe. Interesting.
But I also am now obsessed that so many of the actors are speaking out. Because, like, one of the parents complained of a terrifying chrome mask character that scared many of the kids to tears. Well, welcome to life.
I did look at a picture. It is spooky. Oh,
what it scared me to tears.
I'm like, what is this doing here?
As an adult man. Yeah. the Wonka impersonator kind of has been going the most viral, I feel, besides the woman that you talked about. Paul Connell. I wonder every day he's like, okay, Paul Mezcal got his moment. Paul Connell's coming up soon for the acting. You know, I hope.
I fucking love that for him.
I would love it for him too. And he gave this exclusive conversation to The Independent saying, I'm constantly applying for more acting jobs and comedy work. I mean, this is comedy. He got the best comedy work.
Relatable. Yeah. He's getting a Netflix special ASAP, and I love that for him.
Can I tell you something? Probably. And then he said he got a phone call on Thursday saying, congratulations, you are going to play Willy Wonka. We will send you over the script, and dress rehearsal is tomorrow.
Oh, excellent.
So I feel he probably is like, I got my Hollywood ticket. Like, this is happening so fast. And he said the script was 15 pages of AI-generated gibberish of me just monologuing these mad things, which, I mean, is kind of like what... Willy Wonka sort of just did monologue insanity. So
why even give a script if you're going to just make it make no sense with AI? Just be like, improv, you're the actor.
That's also very, very, very true. And apparently there was this moment where they got him to say, like, there is a man. We don't know his name. We know him as the unknown. The unknown is an evil chocolate maker who lives in the walls.
Wait, what? That's so creepy.
Is this sponsored by like Colgate, where they don't want kids to eat candy?
Oh my god, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. This was not in the original text.
No, I'm also obsessed that he misspelled his contract because he has a legally binding like contract. They added a few extra letters in there.
Definitely written by the same AI who was writing about the lollipops.
This is also good. Read over your contracts, because I feel like a lot of us just like sign the dotted lines. Check these things out.
But then is that even enforceable if like said they misspelt everything?
That's true. They're just like, why'd you sign? Like, yeah, you're signing this.
If they can't even go online to download a contract template and they're making AI make their contracts, I don't think they're going to have the money to hire a lawyer to enforce this contract.
Or also they didn't even like see that the squiggly red line went under where it said contract. Yeah. And they were like,
oh my God, truly. Yeah.
But he did stay up all night learning his lines, thinking this would make sense in the dress rehearsal when he sees the tech.
Oh God.
But at the dress rehearsal a few hours before the event opening, he found out, like we said, the event was an empty room with a few plastic mushrooms. And my favorite, in some ways, it was a world of imagination. Oh, this man's an artist. I love that line. He said, like, imagine that there's a whole chocolate factory here.
Oh, the imagination was in you all along.
Wait, that's actually deep. He said he spoke to the people running it and thought, surely by the morning, it won't look like this. Oh. And then he turned up in the morning and quite actually did.
Oh no.
At the end of his monologue, he was supposed to suck up to the unknown man with a vacuum cleaner. Or he was supposed to suck up.
In a vacuum. Why is this like demented? I know the original Willy Wonka movie is pretty demented and a little bit scary, but why is this
it's horror Willy Wonka
for kids?
Why is he sucking up a man? What's happening here?
Yeah. What? That is and then if the unknown man is the chocolate maker in the walls, then who is he? Because he's Willy Wonka.
Wait, that's also the thing where I was confused about, because I'm like, is this a third character? Is he supposed to play both? Like, you know what I mean? Is it kind of one of those things like oh, what was that movie where they played not The Parent Trap, even though that's what everyone was just thinking about. There was another movie where that was happening. I forgot. But
where what was happening?
Where someone was an actor was playing two parts.
Oh.
So this is actually a really intense acting exercise potentially for Paul. he asked them if they had a vacuum cleaner and they said, yeah, we haven't really got that yet, so improvise.
That's how you know this is low budget. They don't even they can't even bring their vacuum from home.
They're like, aren't you an actor? Act.
Act. So Paul said he started to cut things out because he was like, this makes no fucking sense. He did say that all the actors were lovely and they kind of realized like, we're not going to get paid for this probably because this is so shitty. But he was like, kids are still going to come, so let's make this as magical as possible for them.
Lifetime movie.
Truly. I think this is so funny. There was no chocolate at the chocolate experience, and each kid got like one jelly bean and a quarter cup of lemonade.
Why is that like a Charles Dickens novel written by a kid? Because they're like, instead of having like just like a little cup of porridge, like, I got a jelly bean and lemonade.
It's so sad.
So sad. Also, one jelly bean.
Literally, one jelly bean. You're cutting it with a fork and a knife. Paul was also supposed to get a 15-minute break every 45 minutes, but he ended up playing Wonka for 3 hours straight.
Okay, the Eras Tour. Paul is Taylor.
Yes. Yes, he told The Independent, I didn't know where I ended and Wonka began. I was losing my mind by that point.
He lost me here.
And I was like, okay, comedy. All right, get your little quip in on the record.
He's like clipping that for his reel.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
God bless.
And apparently at one point, the organizer told him he was spending too much time with the kids and they were like supposed to cycle through faster, which I feel like now you're cheap and mean.
Also, it's like to cycle through to where?
To the, like the next place.
But there was no place. Like, shouldn't they want? I'm like, I'm shocked they didn't go like, oh, you guys lingered too long with Willy Wonka. That's an extra few pounds.
Right. Eventually, he took a lunch break. And then when he got back, he says, is when shit popped off. He said there was an angry mob at the door not being let in. And people were shouting. And the people who put on the event were crying. And there were arguments, people running around everywhere. And the set had been trashed.
Yeah, this is where it was like the Mean Girl scene where like the burn book is released and everyone goes a little crazy. That's what I was picturing. Yes.
And he said this is so funny. He said he called a huddle of the other two Willy Wonkas because, oh yeah, there were three Willy Wonkas total.
For the price of none.
Great deal. And then they got some of the Oompa Loompas and just like made a break for it.
I actually need this to be a movie.
This is so funny. I want to see their jailbreak moment.
I know.
Oh my gosh. And Paul did stress that the families who were there were not mean to the staff. Like, they understood it was the organizer's fault. The staff, by the way, have not been paid.
They never will be.
Oh,
from
no.
House of, who are you going to – you're going to send an invoice to House of Illuminati?
The other thing, too, is that the organizer of the event told everybody that they would be refunded. I know someone who lives near where this event was, and let's just say that's not happening.
No. Also, even – like, when has a place ever given you a refund correctly? Like, I feel like I can count on both my hands, like, how many times, like, an event, like, if you miss a ticket, they're like, oh, we have a refund policy. Just file all these forms. You got a claim number. You got all this stuff. You have to, like, prove. Like, I know there have been times where, like, it's been, like, a torrential storm and I can't make a concert. They're like, can you send the AccuWeather forecast? I'm like, huh?
And you're like, go look outside.
Okay. But then it's like Meryl Streep from Devil Wears Prada on the phone. They're like, just a little rain. I know, but that like, I love that it just collectively gave us all something on the internet to be so obsessed about because it really, I feel like it brought everybody together for a week.
It's honestly so funny. I feel like this is just not quite as good as Fyre Festival. I feel bad, number one, that there are just ordinary parents
I know.
Who were out a ton of money. And also kids who probably are scarred for life because of this man in the wall. Like, what?
Oh, I guess the parents are lucky because kids are now never going to ask to go to a thing ever again.
Oh, my God. They're probably like, don't like candy anymore. Like,
I guess I'll just read and eat an apple.
Yeah.
There's no man in the book pages.
Read and eat an apple. I think I would hope that at least like they'll charge back with credit cards and stuff.
I hope so.
Because House of Illuminati is not refunding these people.
But I feel if House of Illuminati has your credit card information, I would just go ahead and cancel that credit card right now. In my opinion.
Okay, this is a very valid point.
In my opinion, because not only you're getting a refund, but you might be getting some suspicious charge. It's like just the Party City charges. They're like, sorry, we had to pay for the costumes.
I also feel like a kids event put on by a company called House of Illuminati is like very odd choicing.
The Wizard of Odd. Yeah. I don't get it at all. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm truly obsessed with this story. So.
I'm so obsessed with it. And I'm so happy it fell onto our laps this week because we could just end with a little lulls. But more than being obsessed with this, story. Sarah, I'm obsessed with us. And I'm obsessed with everybody who's listening right now, even who listened in the past, who might be listening in the future. And they'll be like, oh my God, this podcast is so cool. What's going on? It's like, no, I hope you,
nothing.
Nothing much, just chilling. How about you?
Indeed.
Indeed.com, where you shouldn't apply for Willy Wonka jobs.
Obsessed. Oh my God. Who do you think will be the first to make the documentary? I feel like Hulu is going to come out with something in like 2 days from now. And it will just be, they'll just basically repost people's TikToks with a narrator over it.
That's kind of been their move. And I'm kind of obsessed with it because I'm like, I want to make a documentary now with them. I feel definitely Hulu, because it'll be like the ABC News Hulu combo platter. And then Freevee in December.
Oh my God, yes.
A little Freevee, maybe a little Tubi in December. A
Tubi action.
Tubi action, who we love. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yes. Yes, this is just me like throwing up random topics because I don't want to leave Danny, obviously, you guys. But
we're getting, well, after we both get back from our trips, we're getting dinner, which will be fun.
Definitely. Yes. And yeah, just, you can follow us. Yeah. We'll be doing stuff separately, but still doing stuff. And who knows, maybe we'll do stuff together again.
I'd be fun. I think they're going to be fun. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll keep our eyes open. So, and we're still going to be texting each other crazy scams and news stories. So also, obviously, if y'all are looking at stuff still, send them to us so we can just go back and forth on there and constantly chat about it because.
Yes, I do that with a lot of people. So please like slide into my DMs, Sarah LaMeme. I will talk about all the scams.
Yes.
Stories that you guys see. Still talking about the woman at the Cut, by the way. Still obsessed.
Will forever be. She's going to make her money back by making the next Willy Wonka festival. And that's just that.
And that's that.
And that's that. I was going to say, should have prepared a song, but I guess, guys, we're just going to leave you.
Should we just have play like End of the Road, Boys to Men?
Oh, I was going to do This Is What Dreams Are Made Of, but I would take right now because I don't want our lovely producer Rebecca to get sued by either whatever record labels Hilary Duff or Boyz II Men are under. So I don't know if we could throw that music in, but I would like everybody right now, if you have another device, put on End of the Road, put on What Dreams Are Made Of. Is it playing?
Take a Pinot Grigio shot with us
because we love you guys so much. Thank you for listening these past few years, Sarah. Thank you for bringing me onto the podcast after this first season.
Of course.
Because it's been such a dream doing this with you and it's been so much fun. And yeah.
I know. It's been a wild and fun journey. And thank you guys for everyone who supported us and listened along the way. And now it kind of bites us in the ass that we never had a tagline because we just don't know how to end this.
Truly. Truly.
Truly. I guess we'll just say, get your Pinot Grigio shot and we'll all do a cheers.
Cheers. And mayo and grilled cheese, because shout out to Casey without dough. Not Another True Crime Podcast is produced by Jorge Morales-Pico, Sean Kilby, and Rebecca Sosmacat. Editing by Jorge Morales-Pico. Social media by Sarah Levine. Be sure to follow at Not Another True Crime on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send all of your emails to natc@betches.com.
Betches.